And we just got done doing the General and R.C. Collins. And that's not the easiest thing voice-wise, because the General is here, and that's kind of a breathy thing. And R.C. is a very specifically high-pitched thing. So these are two vocalizations that are opposite in what they require. 62% who won the debate, Trump 27. You know, I want to say something. Some people may not like this. But when I saw Trump going to the spin room, I felt sorry for him. Because I remembered when he was beginning to talk about running for president, he actually said a couple of things I agreed with. He said one thing. He said, this is a country of laws. We're a country and we have laws. I totally agreed with that. When he talked about China and balancing trade, I was down with it. But for some reason, and I'll never understand why, unless it's because it's just a basic flaw of his nature, which I suspect it is, he decided to go down the birther route and the Mexicans are rapists route. Now, I know that that shit gets people, it gets the dumbasses going, but it lost me. And I liked what he said about trade. I liked what he said about law. Of course, to me, that was the essential. You didn't have to start characterizing Mexicans in any specific way. Just, this is laws. These are laws that are being broken. He got buried. And he got buried on the temperament thing, because from the gate, he looked like he wasn't feeling well. He was sniffing. He was drinking water. You can make all the cocaine jokes you want. It might have been medication. Looks to me like it was medication. And I'm not saying it was speed. I'm not saying it was coke. Some kind of a med that he took. He was drinking a lot of water. He was sniffing, and he was having a hard time. She baited him effectively. At the very beginning, she said something that she mentioned him by name. And sounds to me like she's going to get down in the dirt with this guy. And then I realized I know what she's doing. She's going to try to piss him off. Get him pissed, and that fucks him up. And every fucking time, it fucks up Donald Trump. Now, he's going to have to sit down. If he's serious about being president of the United States, it doesn't mean he's lost the presidency. Fuck it. This guy could lose all three debates and still get elected, you know. So I ain't taking anything for granted, but I did. I felt sorry for the guy. Because like I said, I remember Donald Trump when he said a couple of things that made a lot of sense to me. And I remember when I said, I like what he said. Somebody gave me all kinds of shit on Twitter. This was back in 2012. They gave me all kinds of shit. That's okay. I thought what he said about trade with China was good. But, forget it, man. I gotta turn the air on here. Let's see. Now, I wonder how this is gonna translate into the actual poll numbers of likely and registered voters. When I was doing the RC and General Shaw bit, I remember actually saying this through General Shaw, but I felt it was true. It seemed like she had twice the time that he did. Now, I know that that can't be the case because his campaign would have complained. Now, I don't know, maybe they have, but he might have said something, but it seemed like she had more time. And then I realized what it was. His time, he spent an awful lot of his time engaging her. Her time, she spent an awful lot of her time talking to the camera and to the audience, so it seemed as if it was a nonstop, monologue or soliloquy by her, whereas with him, his time to himself to say what he wanted to say was interrupted by these moments of contact with her. So, he definitely has got a problem with these debates. He's got he's got to have something that he doesn't have any fucking policy. He's got beliefs. He's got things he wants to do. He's got shit he wants to say. He doesn't have a cohesive and coherent policy on any of this shit. If he did, he would have been articulating it. He spends an awful lot of time engaging her, and she responded, and she, frankly, she was the counterpuncher. She did all the counterpunching. La-di-di-di-di-di. What is this? I got to get some of these fucking Snapchat glasses. I got to get these goddamn Snapchat glasses. Earn unlimited cash back. Anyway. Is that chick, is she a famous comic? There's Owen Wilson. Owen Wilson with braces. All right, man. At DraftKings.com, you don't need to come in first place to cash in. DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. Play whenever you want with the players you want. Just pick your contest, draft your team, and follow the action live. Renewal rivalries. Week four? Wow. Fucking Cam Newton got pounded, man. These quarterbacks. Hey, who won the fucking game, man? Who won the game? Atlanta or New Orleans? Oh, man. Atlanta or... This is great. Norman is my only one. Norman is... Uh-oh, fuck. Look at this. Lovey-dovey and Norman. Ooh. Come on, bitch. God damn it. NFL. Here we go. New England shuts out Houston. Buffalo. Denver. Green Bay. Oakland. Miami. In overtime. Washington coming from behind. Jesus. Minnesota. Baltimore. Seattle. Manhandled San Francisco. L.A. over Tampa Bay, Indianapolis, Kansas City, Atlanta defeats New Orleans 45-32. What a ball game. Love it. Love it. Norman, ooh. Norman, ooh. All right, man. Jimmy asked me for a date. I could not wait. I had to find a toilet late, then hook up with Norman. Never mind. What am I doing, man? That looks good. Slow kettle soup. You put some basil leaves in it. Looks real good. Hofstra University. All right.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Doody-doody-oody-doody-do-do.
Okay. All right, man. Boy, I've got a very rough throat. You guys want to just...
Well, look, I thought that Donald Trump, he was devastated. He was absolutely devastated. He was destroyed. Look, do I have... Excuse me, I'd like to finish what I'm saying.
You'll have your chance, General. I had to sit there with that Collins kid. No, I don't want to talk to him. All right, well, RC is not going to be on the show today, but he will be on tomorrow. Yeah, and I don't want to talk to him now, you know. Here's fucking Mark Cuban.
Well, you talked about being a counterpuncher. There's nothing more frustrating to a counterpuncher than your punches not landing at all. And none of his punches seemed to land. They were short, and he got flustered, and then he got really combative, and then it just got worse.
And what did you think? Did you think he had any strong moments?
I think a little bit on the economy, and, you know, he had some zingers that he felt confident in, but there were a lot of questions he just didn't answer. We're still waiting for the answer on what he's going to do about domestic terrorism, you know? And then he stepped on himself. So at the beginning, Hillary set him up where she talked about the architect who never got paid. Then we got into the issue of, you know, global peace, deterrence, you know, national security, and he talked about not honoring our treaties if they don't pay, right? And here's a guy who's saying, well, maybe if I don't like the job you're doing, that I'm not going to pay you, which just translates into, if I don't like what Japan's doing or they're not paying enough, we're not going to live up to our obligation. And I think people that resonated, and she just jumped on him on it.
Now, you said that you were going to be in the front row and you kind of made it happen. Being there, did you make eye contact with him? Because you wanted to be the taunter, right?
No, actually, I wanted to do the exact opposite, right? So the whole beginning, I wasn't looking at him at all. I was actually spending more time looking at Rudy Giuliani and the Trumps and Tiffany Trump there because I wanted to see their response. Look, I wanted to come to this debate because it's a historic event. I did not want to give anybody any excuses. I did not want to be contrary to what people might be the center of attention because this is too important. It's just when he took the bait after my tweet, it just kind of steamrolled from there.
Did he acknowledge you at all?
No.
You've known Donald Trump for a long time, right?
Yeah, since about 1999. Yeah.
So you've been friendly with him over these years?
Off and on. I would never say we're friends, but you know, we've interacted business-wise and other. And there was a point in time when I supported him. Look, I said it. He put the quote on his book that I thought he was the best thing to happen to politics in a long time because he spoke what was on his mind and he wasn't rehearsed. But I also said to him personally, and I haven't said anything that I didn't tell him personally, that at some point he was going to have to understand the issues, invest time to actually learn. I would send him links to books. And that's just not his thing.
Mark Cuban, thanks for dropping by.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you.
We want to go back to Jim Acosta. He's here. He's got a special guest. Jim, who are you with?
That's right. Wolf, I'm with Kellyanne Conway, the campaign manager for Donald Trump. Kellyanne, thanks for being with us. Let me ask you, do you feel comfortable with the way your candidate prepared for this debate? Was he prepared for tonight's debate?
Yes, he was prepared, and I think that showed, particularly when he's answering questions that are relevant to everyday American lives, like on trade, why he would renegotiate what he considers to be a very unfair, very bad trade deals. They don't benefit American workers. We've lost so many jobs to Mexico, to China, and elsewhere. Also, he's talking about stimulating the economy. Even Hillary Clinton does not deny the fact that she's going to tax people and regulate them. She almost seemed proud of the fact, almost doubling down on that. Whereas his plan would create 25 million new jobs and bring tax relief across the board. So would his child care and elder care plan. It's meant to benefit all. I also thought he had some really strong moments, Jim, when he was talking about how the vacuum that was left by President Clinton and President Obama and Secretary Clinton, that vacuum when they left Iraq really gave us the birth and growth of ISIS, that they slipped into the vacuum. It's now in 30 countries. We know that when people think about radical Islamic terrorism, they think of ISIS.
Let me ask you about that question on Iraq, because he keeps saying that he opposed the Iraq war before it began, but there is no proof that he ever opposed the war in Iraq. Where is this proof coming from? Why does he keep saying that?
Laid out some, because all of you keep saying that. Because he was on a Howard Stern radio, and literally this is the exchange. Howard Stern said, so, should we invade Iraq, Donald Trump? Yeah, I guess so.
He could have said right there, I'm against the war, I'm bitterly opposed to it. He didn't do that.
And in your non-professional capacity, we should hold you to account for saying, yeah, I guess so. That versus what? Hillary Clinton, who proudly, as a United States Senator, walked down into the well of the Senate and cast her vote in favor of the Iraq war, she should be held to account for that.
Do you feel that the debate was handled properly by the moderator? Do you feel that do you agree with the topics that were discussed, the questions that were asked?
No.
Are you calling into question the way this debate was handled tonight?
Well, I thought Lester Holt did a great job as the moderator under tough circumstances, meaning you just have a worldwide audience of many and the Clash of the Titans before you on the stage. There are many issues that did not get covered. I was glad that Mr. Trump raised Hillary Clinton's
email. You're not questioning Lester Holt's handling of the job.
I already just said that he did a great job, so I don't need to repeat that. However, I'm glad that Mr. Trump raised her emails because it wasn't being raised otherwise. And Mr. Trump was cross-examined on a few points, perhaps where Mrs. Clinton was not. But I think the debate moderators have done a good job. I would include Matt Lauer in that after the commander-in-chief debate.
And let me ask you, did he ever really answer the question why he decided to put this birther issue away, why he changed his mind on whether the president... I don't think he answered it tonight on why he changed his mind.
He was asked the question three times today. He gave a whole press conference on it a week ago Friday. You guys were there.
The press conference was 39 seconds. He said something for 39 seconds. He said that Hillary Clinton was responsible for the birther issue, which is not true. Why did he change his mind?
The campaign was. It was.
But not Hillary Clinton.
I can repeat the answer if you want. Okay, first of all, the fact that CNN carried the press conference live and thought it was going to be something that it was not is not Donald Trump's fault. Nobody said he was going to spend any more than the 39 seconds he did on it. You guys just made that up, frankly, and covered it live. I'm glad that you gave press coverage to Medal of Honor recipients. They deserve some recognition, so that's great on the part of CNN and others. But he has said three things very clearly. He said it tonight, and he has said it that day at the press conference at the old post office building. He said first that it was Sidney Blumenthal, and the Iowa volunteer coordinator for Hillary Clinton that first raised the issue. Donald Trump was being a successful businessman in 2008. Hillary Clinton was running against Barack Obama for president. She had a vicious and nasty primary against him, and she never saw Barack Obama coming just the way they never saw Bernie Sanders coming this year. So he answered that question three times tonight about birth. You're asking if he's put it behind him. Of course he has, but just still continue to ask it.
All right, thank you, Kellyanne. Back to you, Wolf.
Thank you very much, Jim Acosta. Coming up, the
camera. Oh, Kelly, you weren't. Kelly, you didn't smile at the camera like you usually do. She was a little testy, and I don't blame her. You know, she got her ass kicked tonight, and so she, you know, was trying to put a really good spin on something that it's obviously it hurts. You know, can't say it's bothering me. You know, I'm glad he got his fucking ass handed to him, but. It's interesting to see how they, you know, deal with shit and, you know, how they're going to... Now, what's he going to do? He's going to really have to know his shit, man. She had answers for him that were deep, that covered a lot of ground, that were broad, that had every nuance. I mean, she talked about how the Iran deal was done, what the benefits of the Iran deal are. All we ever hear from Donald Trump is disaster, disaster. Well... You know, after a while, when you and I got to tell you something, if he mentions Carrier air conditioning one more fucking time, he gives examples of businesses leaving the United States to go to Mexico. Okay, fine. Why that same goddamn company? Give me some other fucking companies, just so I know that you know what the fuck it is you're talking about. You know, Carrier. You know, it's like for goddamn months, all he ever could say is we're gonna have some fantastic business people. Carl Icahn is the only goddamn guy he's ever talked about. Who's an example of the great business people he's going to have. As an example of companies that are leaving the United States to go to Mexico, Carrier air conditioning. Carrier every fucking time he's asked about it. It makes me think he doesn't know any other companies. Okay, I think this is going to be great, and you know, I'm very wonderful. I mean, I'm not wonderful with it, but I will tell you right now. My name is Steve Ozell, and welcome here to the Phil Hendry Show. Mr. Hendry is off for today, taking care of some business. I wanted to come on here and announce that I will be one of several people who will be appearing on stage. All right, I think we got it, man. Norman is the only one. Norman is the groovy two. Norman. Norman. With darling Norman. Norman, ooh. Norman, ooh. Norman, I don't like Sue Thompson. I think she's trying to play it almost like some car hop slut, you know. Norman, my love, Jimmy asked me for... Oh, my God. All right. Okay. Yeah. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2.
Well, I think that what happened tonight was Donald Trump was, I don't think he was treated fairly. And I heard
he was treated fairly. Don't worry. Oh, he was treated fairly. Don't worry about it.
Oh, no, I don't think he was treated fairly.
Why don't you think so?
Because he was not given, I don't think, the amount of time that the other... Yeah, that the woman had
Hillary Clinton. The woman? The woman. Stephen, this is a guy here.
Please don't talk to me as if I'm not here.
How can I talk to you if you're not there?
Don't talk about me as if I'm not here.
Five million stops, 0.2% guns found on Stop and Search. Debate night in America. I don't know, man. Billy asked me for a date. I said to him,
"You don't smell great.
Maybe you'd like to try and take a bath with Norman." Sorry. La 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 la. Well, did you play that fucking song or not, motherfucker? Strike back. Where's strike back? We're ready to do this, man. Testing 1, 2, 3. I got to give Poncho his fucking insulin shot.